Second Life is an online community, a virtual world that uses real money. And because money is the root of all evil, there are money problems in the virtual universe. Apparently, virtual banks in Second Life were collecting money at interest rates of up to 200%, which even a fifth grader can tell you is unsustainable. The banks had no regulations, no insurance, and were run by regular folks who had no more experience in banking than our producer, Jacob. Can you guess what happened next, Allison? The banks failed.
No way, really?
Duh. One may have lost $750,000 in real money. This week, Second Life closed all the banks and now allow only real-world chartered banks to open banks in Second Life, perhaps something that should have been obvious from the start. How about that? You go to a virtual world for escape and run into the same foundering economy that we have in the real world. Robin Seidel, a senior special writer on the banking industry for the Wall Street Journal, wrote about the Second Life banking crisis. Robin, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
For listeners who don't know much about Second Life, can you briefly tell us what it is?
Well, I think to people who are like you and me, perhaps, who don't do this regularly, it's a game. You download their software, there's a virtual world, you create a little computer-generated image, and you wander around this virtual world doing pretty much anything that you would do in the real world.
But, it's not a game in the sense that you can win or lose. It's an experience.
Right. It's not a structured game. It's just a separate world.
But the thing that makes Second Life sexy is that it uses real money.
Yes. If you want to, you don't need to be using money in Second Life, but a lot of people do.
So how do you acquire money?
Well, you go to just like you would if you go to France and need some euros, you go to the currency exchange called the Lindex and you buy your Linden dollars.
Oh, wow. So now, you know, there's millions of people using Second Life or having this Second Life experience using real money. Is there some economist watching over things to make sure things don't go haywire?
Within Second Life, I'm not really sure, but there are many, many economists who are studying virtual economies, which I was actually very surprised to hear because who would have thought? But they're looking at virtual economies and seeing if there are correlations with the real economy and looking at what happens in a pretty much an unregulated environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from a real academic point of view.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good test.
It's interesting.
But isn't it sort of obvious that even in a virtual world, only chartered insured banks should be trusted with your money? I mean, aren't the people who were swindled here to blame for poor judgment? I mean, 200% interest rates don't even pass the smell test.
Well, everybody wants something that is going to make them money, right? People go to Atlantic City and Las Vegas and play a game and hope to, you know, get the big money on the slot machine with all the bells ringing. So it's pretty much the same kind of thing. And, you know, everybody thinks they can outsmart somebody else.
Hmm. The LA Times says after the banks were closed, Second Life stocks plunged and real estate prices plunged. The entire economy went south. But is there a correlation between the recession in the real world and the economic troubles in Second Life?
Well, it's funny. People have really different views on that. Over the past several months, some real world companies that participated in Second Life for advertising and marketing have pulled out or pulled back a bit, realizing that it hasn't created whatever kind of interest that they had expected. People think there are two views of thought. People think if the real world economy really weakens, that people will be increasingly unemployed and dancing around Second Life with nothing to do and spending money perhaps that they don't have. Other people think if that in fact happens, that people without jobs, if they do lose their jobs, they'll go into Second Life and become entrepreneurs and make some money.
Are people actually making money in Second Life?
Yeah, they are. I spoke with one graduate student who was operating one of these banks, and with the money that he was getting from depositors, he was buying and selling currency on the Linden Exchange, and he says that he's made $15,000 over the past couple of years, and there are people who run all kinds of businesses selling clothes that people buy for their avatars and are making actual money.
Wow. So now some of the virtual bankers were investing in Second Life real estate, But help me understand how virtual real estate would appreciate in value.
Because when you buy a piece of land, you develop it just like you develop it in the real world. And people build things and people pay you rent and people pay you to build on the land. So it's a money-making venture.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Robin Seidel, a senior special writer on the banking industry from the Wall Street Journal, thanks for talking with us.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project next, The Week in Iraq, Jeffrey Goldberg with the Atlantic Monthly will talk with us about what the Middle East might look like after the United States leaves the region. Live from Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.